You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Speaks to the consequences of Absalom's rebellion. Now, this entire passage of the Bible, the divisions are very clear.
From chapter 18, verse 1
to 18, describes Absalom's circumstances. And chapter 19, until verse 8 of chapter
19,
speaks to David's response to this event. I hope brothers and sisters will take note. Chapter 18, verse 1 to 5, it speaks about preparing for the final battle. Verse
6
to
verse 8
describes the battle itself.
Verse 9
to 18 describes the death of Absalom. You should at least first know how the passage is divided. If we look carefully at these divisions, you'll find the Spirit used five verses of Bible to describe how David prepared for the battle, and used three verses to describe how the battle was fought, and then used 10 full verses to describe the consequences of Absalom. If you see this division, the weighting, you see that the battle itself is not the focus of these verses. The focus is for us to focus on what is Absalom's consequences. Something else that we have to take note of as we're reading these verses is that we find the Holy Spirit used a lot of verses to describe David's care towards Absalom. For example,
第五节,
verse 5,
王祖父约押亚比撒以太说：“你们要为我的缘故宽待那少年人亚撒龙。”And
the king commanded Joab, Abishai, and Ittai, saying, "Deal gently for my sake with the young man Absalom."
王为亚撒龙嘱咐众将的话，兵都听见了。And
all the people heard when the king gave all the captains charge concerning Absalom.
然后第十二节。And
then verse 12.
那人对约押说：“你就是，我就是得你1000舍客勒银子，我也不敢伸手害王的儿子，因为我们听见王嘱咐你和亚比撒并以太说，你们要谨慎，不可害那少年人亚撒龙。”And
the man said to Joab, "Though I should receive 1,000 silver pieces in my hand, yet would I not put forth my hand against the king's son. For in our hearing, the king charged thee and Abishai and Ittai, saying, 'Take care, whoever it be of you, of this young man Absalom.'"
然后从二十四节一直到三十三节
and from verse 24 all the way through verse 33
都在描写大卫怎么担心怎么焦虑怎么忧愁
all describe how David was worried and caring
另外我们要注意的地方
something else we should notice
那就是这一段的圣经
is that this passage
充满了许多强烈的对比
is full of strong contrasts
并且有很多讽刺的经文在其中
and there are also some very ironic verses
譬如说
for example
大卫预备军队
David is preparing the army
可是大卫却不希望打败敌人
but David doesn't hope to defeat the enemy
这是非常讽刺的
this is very ironic
大卫下达命令
David's command
他的将军却不服从
And his commanders don't respect it.
以色列最帅的明星
The biggest, most handsome star in Israel
却极度羞辱地挂在树上
is hung humiliatingly on a tree.
亚沙龙立了石柱想要名留千史
Absalom, he built, built
stone
monuments.
Stone pile.
Stone piles to leave a memory.
结果他就埋葬在一堆石头的下面。
And yet he's buried beneath a pile of stones.
得到了决定性胜利的军队。
The army that was victorious in the decisive battle.
却带来了痛心的羞辱。
Brought this humiliation that is very painful.
一个以寡击众的军队
the army who is badly defeated or sorry
一个小就是 small army
a small army
defeated a big enemy
defeated a big enemy
结果却像着是夹着尾巴羞愧的小狗
and it acts like a dog with its tail between its legs
你读这段圣经你会发现好像什么东西都扭曲了
When you're reading this passage you find almost everything is twisted
其实你想一想
If you think about it
这个世界何尝不是如此
Isn't the world often like this
多少时候人们的好心是给别人带来许多的痛苦
How often people's goodwill brings others pain
多少时候人的努力常常没有好结果
How often people's trying doesn't have a good result.
这就是为什么
This is why.
每次我们读圣经的时候
Every time when we read the Bible.
我们要注意神在描述这些话的背后要教导我们什么
We need to notice what God wants to teach us in these descriptive words.
或者神就能够用着这些事情赐给我们属天的智慧和恩典。
Perhaps God can use these words to give us heavenly wisdom and understanding.
让我们能够面对一个扭曲的世界。
So that we can face this twisted world.
因为圣灵在整段的圣经中
Because the Holy Spirit in the entire Bible
他一直要我们注意两个重点。
It continually wants us to understand two things.
亚沙龙的结局
The result of Absalom.
大卫的反应
and David's response
那我们今天就专注在亚沙龙的结局这段圣经上
and this we will focus today on the ending of Absalom
如果你看亚沙龙的结局这段圣经
if you read this passage of the Bible regarding Absalom's demise
这是从第一节到第十八节
this is from verse 1 to 18
你一定有一个印象
You will have an impression.
那就是亚沙龙这个人真是死不悔改。
Which is that Absalom will not repent no matter what.
那我们现在就来看看这段圣经。
So now let's read this passage.
那我们应该还记得十七章发生的故事。
We should still remember what happened in chapter 17.
因为户塞的功劳。
Because of Hushai's actions.
现在亚沙龙他是带着大军来围剿大卫
Now Absalom has brought a great army to surround David.
大卫能够找到多少的军队?
How many men could David find?
圣经没有告诉我们。
The Bible did not tell us.
圣经甚至于没有告诉我们大卫到哪里找来一些军队。
The Bible didn't even tell us how David managed to find any army.
如果犹太的历史学家 Josephus,
if the Israelite historian Josephus is correct,
他的研究
his research,
大卫当时居然还有几千个军人跟着他。
David had a couple of thousand men following him.
但是这个跟亚沙龙的军队来比的话，
But this compared to Absalom's army,
那就叫做小巫见大巫了。
Now that is, it doesn't compare.
大卫尽了他最大的努力，
David, through all his efforts,
其他的他当然只有祷告交给神。
Other things he can only give up onto God in prayer.
大卫想要去打。
David wants to fight.
大卫的部下不让他去打。
David's subordinates didn't let him fight.
大卫部下他说提出来的理由，
And the reason they give,
当然是非常的充分，
which is plenty sufficient.
所以大卫只好接受了他们的建议。
And so David could only accept their suggestion.
所以大卫最后在第四节才会说，
Which is why in verse 4, David will say,
王向他们说，你们以为怎样好，我就怎样行。
And the king said to them, I will do what is good in your sight.
于是王站在城门边，军兵或百或千的按次出去了。
And the king stood by the gate side, and all the people came out by hundreds and by thousands.
王嘱咐约押、亚比撒、以待说，
And the king commanded Joab and Abishai and Ittai, saying,
你们要为我的缘故宽待那少年人加沙龙。
Deal gently for my sake with the young man Absalom.
当我们来读这两节圣经的时候，
When we read these two verses,
我们知道一件事，
We know one thing.
大卫以一个王的身份，
As a king, David,
当军队要出去打仗了，
When the army is leaving to fight,
按照当时的习俗，
By those customs of the day,
王是要为这些军人祷告祝福的。
The king should pray and bless this army.
那么这里很明显的是呢，
And what's clear here,
不但他的手下不让大卫出去打仗，
Not only did his subordinates not let David go out to fight,
很多人都猜大卫其实自己也不想去打。
Many people thought he didn't want to go.
因为他不想跟亚沙龙打仗，
Because he didn't want to fight against Absalom.
他甚至于不希望他的军队去跟亚沙龙打。
To the point where he didn't even want his army to go fight against Absalom.
你如果去读很多解经的书，
If you read many biblical commentaries,
他们对着大卫，
Their understanding of David,
这样的求情，
And this pleading for Absalom,
他们都是非常的不以为然。
They are not. They don't think much of it.
因为根据旧约的律法，
Because by the law of the Old Testament,
亚沙龙犯了许许多多该死的罪。
Absalom has committed many, many sins that deserve death.
大卫作为一个君王，
David as a king,
他应该要求他的手下，
He should require his subordinates,
毫不留情。
To not have any mercy,
严格执法
and to strictly apply the law.
一个国家
a nation,
或者是一个教会
or a church,
他的领袖
its leader,
对着自己孩子的犯罪
towards their own children's sins,
不严厉的面对
if they don't strictly face it,
其实是对神的不忠心。
That is an unfaithfulness towards God.
这些批评
These criticisms
都是对的。
They are true.
但是当我们在读这段圣经的时候，
But when we read these verses,
我们需要神怜悯我们，
We need God to have mercy on us.
让我们知道，
so that we know.
圣灵写这段圣经。
The Bible, the Holy Spirit writes these passages.
不是教导我们要大义灭亲。
Not to describe the righteous destroying the evil.
Not to teach us
that
for the sake of righteousness, you won't sacrifice your relatives.
Right.
这个比较难，没关系。圣灵写这一段圣经啊。
The Spirit writes this passage.
它最重要的目的。
The most important purpose.
是让我们看到。
Is for us to see.
加沙龙实在是罪该万死。
Absalom deserved to die.
悖逆父母。
He rebelled against his parents.
杀害兄弟。
Killed his brother.
居然还跟他父亲的女人犯奸淫。
And committed adultery with his father's concubines.
篡位。
He usurped the throne.
追杀他的父亲。
He pursued his father to kill him.
这样的人。
This kind of a person.
真是杀无赦啊。
He should be killed.
但是呢
However,
圣灵要让我们看见
The Spirit wants us to see
父亲的心
The heart of a father
是希望用恩典对待他
Hopes to deal with him with grace
这就是天父的心
This is the Heavenly Father's heart.
这是基督在十字架上对着那些钉死他的人、嘲笑他的人，依然能够非常不合理的祷告说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
This is why Jesus is able to pray very unreasonably, saying, "God, Father, forgive them," regarding those people that laughed at him, that persecuted him.
圣灵希望我们在读这段圣经的时候。
The Spirit what he hopes that when we read this passage,
我们能够看见
we can see.
其实在天父的眼中
in reality, in the Heavenly Father's eyes,
我们没有一个人比加沙龙好到哪里去
None of us are any better than Absalom.
我们里面的罪恶
our sin,
我们里面的叛逆
our rebellion,
我们里面的骄傲
our pride.
我们里面希望神听我们的话。
We hope that God listens to us.
所有的这一些不应该有的现象。
All these things that shouldn't exist.
都在圣洁公义的神面前是应该死的。
Should die before the holy and righteous God.
但是神用恩典，用怜悯对待我们。
But God has mercy and grace towards us.
他给我们的都是我们不配的。
He gives us things that we're not worthy of.
从第六节到第八节。
From verse 6 to 8.
这里有三节圣经。
There are three verses here.
这三节圣经在描写一场战争。
And these three verses describe a battle.
不是一个小战争啊。
Not a small battle.
一场惊天动地的大战呢。
It's an earth-shaking battle.
因为那一天光是以色列人战死的就两万人呐。
Because 20,000 Israelites died in battle that day.
你们知道美军打伊拉克总共死了多少人
？Do you know how many Americans died in Iraq?
有没有人知道
？Anybody know?
三千人。
3,000.
这里死两万人嘞
Here 20,000 people died.
但是圣灵在描写这场战争的时候
And when the Holy Spirit describes his battle,
他没有讲什么东西啊
He didn't say anything.
好简单啊
So simple.
兵就出到田野迎着以色列人在以法莲树林里交战
And the people went out into the field against Israel, and the battle was in the field of Ephraim.
就这么几个字啊
That's it.
那时候去打了
And then they went and fought.
然后就告诉你
And then it tells you.
以色列人败在大卫的仆人面前
And the people of Israel were routed before the servants of David.
就败了
They lost.
怎么会败呢
How did they lose?
这么大的军队
Such a great army.
这么厉害的军队
Such a powerful army.
你是来打一个临时的乌合之众
You are fighting against this nobody.
怎么会败呢？
How can you lose?
他没告诉我们。
Nobody tells us.
不但告诉我们败，
Not only does it tell us that they lost,
而且告诉我们那日阵亡的甚多。
It tells us that there was a great slaughter that day.
一下就死了两万。
20,000 men.
为什么一下会死那么多呢？
How did so many people die?
哎，你一定要记住啊！
You need to remember.
那个时候没有炸药啊。
There weren't explosives in those days.
没有机关枪啊。
There weren't machine guns.
没有 cruise 那个 missile 啊。
There aren't cruise missiles.
所有这些厉害的武器那时候都没有啊。
All these powerful weapons didn't exist then.
你知道那时候要杀死一个人啊，你有没有看过古代打仗的杀死人啊？
Have you seen ancient battles to kill a person?
打半天才杀死一个，你知道吗？
It takes a little while to kill one person.
你要杀死两万人，要打到什么时候啊？
How long does it take to kill 20,000 people?
而且你们一定要记住啊。
And you need to remember.
大卫的兵没有几个啊。
David didn't have too many men.
就算这个以色列的历史家说他大概有一两千人。
Even this...Israelite historian says he has a couple thousand people.
就算他两千呗。
Let's count it as 2,000.
两千人要杀死两万人。
2,000 people to kill 20,000.
意思是什么？
What does that mean?
啊？每个人要杀几个？
How many people does each person need to kill?
你们试试看。
Try it.
对，边上也有刀，你也有刀嘛，对不对？两个人要打，你要打了很久，打了累得半死才杀死一个，对不对？
You have a sword, your opponent has a sword, and you fight for a little while, and then finally you kill one person.
我告诉你，杀三个你已经累扁了。
You're dead tired by the time you kill three.
你哪有办法杀掉十个？
How can you kill 10?
哎，这奇怪啊。
But it's odd.
一下就杀死两万。
They killed 20,000 people.
哎呀，他杀死两万，他特别在第八节跟我们讲。
And it tells us, especially in verse 8,
告诉我为什么会杀这么多？
Why did they kill so many people?
因为写圣经的这个人，他一定知道很多人在读书不相信的。
Because the writer of the Bible will know that when people are reading this, they're not going to believe it.
这么小的军队，哪有本事杀死那么多人呢？
How can this small army defeat that many people?
所以他第八节告诉我们，
In verse 8 it tells us,
怎么会杀死这么多人呢？
How did they kill so many people?
因为在那里四面打仗的时候啊，
And the battles that are scattered all over the face of the country,
死于树林的比死于刀剑的更多啊。
The forest devoured more people than that day than the sword devoured.
哎呦，我告诉你，你如果要去看解经的书啊，
If you read biblical commentaries,
基本上可以分两大类。
You can divide them roughly into two categories.
绝大部分的解经的书
Most commentaries
在他们解经的时候好像圣经里面没有第八节
They treat this verse 8 as if it's not there
你知道为什么吗
Do you know why?
树林怎么杀人啊
How can the forest kill people?
你能够想出来树怎么去杀人
How can a tree kill a person?
但他说这些树林杀的是树林杀的
But it tells us that the forest killed these people.
那另外一些解经的书呢？
And other commentaries.
那就太厉害了。
They are very capable.
哇，很多想象力都出来了哈。
They have great imagination.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
我们不要浪费时间。
We shouldn't waste time.
去猜。
To guess.
怎么树林会要了这么多人的命？
How the forest devoured so many people.
但是我们要记住一件事。
But we need to remember.
这个树林会杀死这么多人。
That the forest will kill so many people.
绝对不是自然的。
It's not natural.
这个是超自然的。
This is supernatural.
这是耶和华所做的事。
This is God's doing.
圣经里面有一句话。
The Bible has one phrase.
对我们每一个人都是最大的安慰。
It's a great comfort to all of us.
神若帮助我们。
If God is with us.
谁能抵挡我们呢？
Who can be against us?
但是请你记住。
But please remember.
这句话反过来
if you turn this phrase around,
这句话是对着每一个人来讲都是非常严厉的警告
This is a very strict warning against everyone.
If God is against us,
if God is against us,
who can help us?
Who can help us?
神如果要跟我们作对
If God is against us,
没人能帮我们
No one can help us.
加沙龙他的问题就是
Absalom's problem.
他想抵挡耶和华的受膏者
was that he wanted to resist the anointed of God.
那神一定要抵挡他
And then God, of course, is opposing him.
那神抵挡他，他一定就是死得很惨的。
And if God is opposing him, then he will die a terrible death.
所以他的军队啊
So his army
都不用大卫的兵啊去杀他们啊
Didn't need David's men to kill them.
上帝叫那些树就把他们干掉了。
God used those trees to kill them all off.
我都不知道你们读圣经读到这种地方有没有觉得说我们的上帝超幽默的。
I don't know, as you're reading the Bible, do you feel that our God is very humorous?
哎，他想出很多不同的点子修理人的。
He thinks of so many different ways to deal with people.
什么地裂开，有没有读过？
The earth splits open, have you read of that?
读过吧，对吧？
Right.
天上降大冰雹，有没有读过
？You hail, you read of that?
有没有？下大雨，有没有读过
？Rain, have you read about that?
上帝用很多稀奇古怪的方法。
God uses many different ways, odd ways.
他为什么用稀奇古怪的方法
？Why does he use these odd ways?
是要叫人知道。
It's for man to know.
是他干的。
He did it.
没有一个人会说。
Nobody will say.
哇，大卫的这些将军啊，超级的，像诸葛亮一样啊。
David's generals are so wise.
他们可以用很多非常高明的手段，非常厉害的武器啊，非常这个兵法如是，这个什么那个话我都不会讲了。
They use so many great weapons and great strategy, brilliant strategies.
没有。
Nope.
每一个人读这圣经就知道。
As you're reading this passage, you know.
为什么会败
？Why did they lose?
因为上帝说你败，你就败。
Because when God says you lose, you lose.
为什么会死这么多人
？Why did so many people die?
因为上帝叫他死，他就死。
Because when God wants them to die, they will die.
那个还不是重点。
That's still not the focus.
真正的重点是从九节到十八节。
The key here is verse 9 to 18.
那我们现在仔细来看看这段圣经。
Let's pay attention closely here.
请问。
Let me ask you.
亚沙龙带着这么大的军队。
Absalom brought this large army.
全以色列的军队啊。
All of Israel.
几十万呢。
A few hundreds of thousands.
他来干什么
？To do what?
抓大卫对不对
？To capture David，
不是抓精灵啊。
Not to capture Pokemon。
抓大卫
，to catch David。
可是呢
？However，
你读第九节有没有注意到很妙的地方
？Do you discover something very miraculous in verse 9？
说，偶尔，碰巧。就遇见了大卫的仆人。
And Absalom found himself in the presence of David's servants.
有意思吗
？Is that interesting?
他完全没想到。
He didn't think of it.
他带着大军是来抓大卫啊。
He brought this great army to capture David.
结果还没看到大卫。
And before he even saw David.
哎，他怎么碰到大卫的仆人呢
？How did he run into David's servants?
他来抓大卫。
He came to capture David.
他如果抓了大卫
，If he caught David,
他想是干什么
？What did he want to do?
置之于死地
，to cause him to die.
但是加沙龙知道不知道
？Does Absalom know?
如果他真的遇见大卫
，If he really met David,
大卫想干什么
？What does David want to do?
大卫想要救他。
David wants to help him.
听明白了没有
？Do you understand？
这是一个何等大的一个对比啊
！What a strong contrast this is！
亚沙龙碰到了大卫的仆人，他要干什么呢？
When Absalom met the servants of David, what do you want to do?
他当然要逃咯。
He wants to run, right?
他骑的是什么？
What was he riding?
骡子。
A mule?
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.